Simon & Schuster Audio presents No Place Like Home by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Jan Maxwell.
Prologue. 10-year-old Liza was dreaming her favorite dream. The one about the day when she was 6 years old and she and Daddy were at the beach in New Jersey at Spring Lake. They'd been in the water holding hands and jumping together whenever a wave broke near them. Then a much bigger wave suddenly rushed in and began to break right over them, and Daddy grabbed her. "Hang on, Liza," he yelled, and the next minute they were tumbling underwater and being thrown around by the wave. Liza had been so scared. She could still feel her forehead slamming into the sand when the wave crashed them onto the shore. She had swallowed water and was coughing, and her eyes were stinging, and she was crying, but then Daddy pulled her onto his lap. "Now that was a wave," he said, as he brushed the sand from her face. "But we rode it out together, didn't we, Liza?" That was the best part of the dream, having Daddy's arms around her and feeling so safe. Before the next summer came around, Daddy had died. After that, she'd never really felt safe again. Now she was always afraid, because Mom had made Ted, her stepfather, move out of the house. Ted didn't want a divorce, and he kept pestering Mom, wanting her to let him come back. Liza knew she wasn't the only one afraid. Mom was afraid, too. Liza tried not to listen. She wanted to go back into the dream of being in debt.